Be back.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to be a part of the show, stick to topic 1-866-233-0747. Now, I want to answer Walter again, because what we're talking about is what took place at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota yesterday. And one of the things that Walter just brought up is that I was making the innuendo that
Obama, attacking Obama. And I really respect, and this gives me hope in mankind, I guess I should say the spirit of God in mankind, is that Walter, when he asked the question and you gave the direct answer, he received the direct answer and said, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And didn't remain in the mainstream. And I think people as a whole are definitely like that. I wanted to ask Walter, and anybody out there for that matter that said this was an Obama thing, Bradley was not the one that stopped the tradition of the Oval Office acknowledging that we are a Christian nation in 2008.
Here, let's hear what Obama said.
Where we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. We are no longer a Christian nation.
You get that?
So, where we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
So who said that?
That's right.
I didn't say that. No. By the way, when I read my prayer yesterday, I didn't say that neither.
No.
I knew that he said that.
Of course. That's
but again, that wasn't my intent by saying, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, well, let him acknowledge that we're a Christian nation, and then in 2012 we can change it.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You didn't stop that tradition. I thought it was beautifully said, and again, there was no edge to it. There was no knife to it.
So what happened after I said my prayer, we're just going to slowly walk through this so people get it, real slow.
It's about the prayer.
That's right. You got to tell men things twice. You got to tell men things twice.
You got to tell the media things a million times.
After I left, I received this. When I got back to the office, the guy that just got done shaking my hand, telling me thank you for coming, and this is what he had put. Folks, here, this should show you that I'm principled. It has nothing to do with the left or right at all. It never has been, and I've always preached that.
Yep, because you're a minister.
It's not a Democratic situation. It's not a Republican situation. I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat, as Benjamin Rush said.
That's right.
So, in saying that, to say this, when I get back to the office, this is what I'm catching wind of from those that should have stood to what my prayer was. Now, keep in mind before I play this that I was talking about in the Capitol when I was giving my prayer that I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. This is what I said. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. I said, you have George Washington quotes. Thomas Jefferson quotes, they're all over the place in that building. Speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I said, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here. And I am honored to be here as well. And then I said, if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I go on. I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. His stepdad. This man built this company from the ground up as blueprinted in everything and in great detail, in great specificity.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Apologize to each and every one of you.
Now, if we could stop real quick.
This is the people's house.
This is the people's house, but it's not my house, and it's not the preacher's house. Because when preachers go into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, it seems like they get splashed all over the front page of the papers.
They can't drop the J-bomb. This isn't God's
house. That's what was told to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, I was called by Jake, and Jake said, listen, there's some outlets that want to do interviews with you. I immediately got into my truck with all of my four kids, my family, and my wife. And I said, honey, I was down there this morning, but I got to go back so I can tell these people what they want to know. That's what I told my wife. She goes, I want to go with you. I anticipated going back to answer the questions that the reporters wanted to ask me, regardless of how they wanted to report their, if you want to call it, reporting. And on the way in, Jay called me and he said, listen, there's about 70 reporters in the state of Minnesota out here waiting to hear from you right now. And I was going back so people would know me, not what these people are denouncing. I have never met this man a day in my life. And I was talking about the Constitution. I was talking about what the people have been asking their leaders to stand for a long time. So what I said amiss, I have no idea. But I was talking about our principles. I was talking about our Constitution. I was talking about who we were as a people. And I was angry when I left there because the people that attacked me, folks, I understand it. I understand the left. They don't even believe what they say. They really don't.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for
because
light.
They know what they're being told right now is the truth. But it's when those that should stand in the time of controversy and they bend and bow, the first thing that goes through me is, where's the leadership that you promised them? Where is the leadership that you promised them? You're denouncing someone that came in as a voter in the United States, in the state of Minnesota here, that was asking for those that represent us to take a stand, not to bow because they heard something through the leftist media. Didn't bother calling me, didn't bother saying a thing to me. And then we started getting calls from people that we thought believed the same thing that you do, America. But when it was time to stand, Bradley, please don't. Come on.
Please.
Mellow off, Bradley.
Oh, come on.
We got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-
866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051.
Now, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going back and forth here, and we had some technical problems again. And what I was talking to you guys about before you broke out, I'll just reiterate it to make sure we can kind of get caught up here a little bit. But last week when I was in the, or yesterday when I was in the Capitol, I was talking about how Moses was awaiting the Ten Commandments up on the Supreme Court chambers. And when you walk out of the back door, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. And I was saying this during my prayer, and I said, God's divine law, and you have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And in those chambers, and those that are in these chambers are very privileged to be here. And I'm honored to be here as well. And then what I hear when I get back to the office is the Speaker of the House that, you know, a couple hours prior to that was welcoming me into the House. And as I read this prayer, I'm thinking about, well, I thought this is what conservatives do, is they stand on the principles of the Constitution. So what I did is I wanted to go ahead and play for you again. Zeller's denouncing me after my prayer. Listen to what he said. He didn't bother calling me. He took what the media was saying about me. That's been debunked over and over again. And he believed it and he denounced me. But again, I wasn't in the Capitol for nothing other than to say a prayer. So how could he deny what I just got done praying? Go ahead, play it.
Members, earlier today, there's a prayer given by a man who I personally denounce. The decorum and the dignity of this body is my responsibility. Did not live up to that responsibility today. For that, I apologize to each and every one of you. This is the people's house.
This is the people's house, but it's not the preacher's house.
It's not God's. Don't bring Jesus.
But I just got done exemplifying what's all over their walls. And folks, I'm not talking about those that are on the left. I get what they do. I get what they say. I'm reiterating again just to get everybody caught up here. But when it comes from those, and by the way, a lot of those campaign on the very principles that we the people demand of our representatives. And my prayer was based on nothing but the Constitution, about living under its directives, getting back to who we are, to unify us as a people. Folks, everybody can have their opinion as long as we're based in the same principles. We can't have opinions outside of the same principles, because then you're going to have division, and a division is exactly what you have. You have people in those chambers denying the very oath that they're supposed to uphold. Denying people, we the people, by the way, I came in as a preacher on an invitation, and I was denounced for representing who we are together. That's not playing dumb. That's not playing down. I wasn't running. I'm not denying. I was telling you right before the break that when Jake called me and told me there were 70 reporters down in the state of Minnesota, I loaded up my wife and my family. I'm just being a hard guy here for you today, folks. And by the way, some of my kids were with me in the morning, so we literally drove a couple hundred miles just to appease those that wanted to know who I was and what I had to say. Because 99% of the time, once they meet me, no, I don't care what they say. That's not how you said it. That's not the way you said it. But you're going to have to decide that for yourself. I don't want to try to bring that about. Because if I can talk you into it, people can talk you out of it. And I don't want to talk you into it. I want you to decide from the facts. I want you to decide by knowing my fruit. I am in this country, folks, one who is for the law. That's it. Not policy, because policies follow law in America. Law does not follow policy, but in America, you have so many policies that are unconstitutional, and then you wonder why you're in the mess that you are today. And what I seen in those chambers yesterday, I was not happy with it at all. Some of the emails that I got from some of the people that were conservatives, I was blown away. What you can talk about it, but you can't stand up for them when it's time to stand. And then we in America wonder what the problem is. Instead of standing up, I started seeing people bowing. And I'm sitting here thinking, from these people that are trying to tell me what the deal is and how things work, it's interesting to me that the way things work is when you do stand up, because America's looking for leadership, and what I seen yesterday wasn't leadership at all. They took what the press said and brought it into the chambers when I didn't say a thing in the chambers that they accused me of. By the way, they didn't even talk about the prayer a couple articles out. Now I'm all over the country from coast to coast, and I've heard from two reporters, America. How are you getting your news? It's called selective reporting. Some of it's just straight up propaganda. How is it that people believe the lie more than they believe the truth? And by the way, it's not my truth. It's on their walls. These are legislators. And now today on the front page of the paper, they took that prayer and made the whole gay marriage amendment pivot on me being there when I said nothing about it. I don't know how many times I need to say it, but we're there. They got to demonize somebody. I'm not playing the victim. No, I'm standing up. This is garbage. This is baloney. We started off in this country, America, as Christians because we're called to be the light of the world. Now what I've seen the conservatives digress into, and conservative means preservative, is not what I expected whatsoever. I was expecting to see some backbone. I was expecting to see some courage. And let me say this to those that are conservatives throughout the United States and to those that are representatives of we the people. Men follow courage, not titles. They follow courage, not titles. People put you there because they expect you to stand up on their behalf and execute the laws that are in the books, not the opinions and the policies of the majority of the people, because we're not a democratic form of government. We're a constitutional republic, and there lies the problem. And yet they just got done saying the Pledge of Allegiance with me in the room, one nation under God, and to the republic right before that. Man, it's just like when the Lord said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. I didn't go in there and deny anybody. As a matter of fact, I got some calls from some people yesterday, and I was very thankful that they called me. And they were the people that I thought would turn on anybody that stands for anything. If you don't stand for the truth, you fall for the lie. Did you know that a liberal in the 60s was more staunch about his principles than a strong conservative is today? And just think about this. Babies in the thousands are being killed every day. But they're not talking about abortion.
That's not
they're talking about a homosexuality. Isn't that interesting? A liberal in the 60s was more staunch about his principles than a strong conservative is today. What's next? It's the melting pot syndrome or the frog in the boiling water. They gauge peace and harmony by how happy everyone is. That's not principled. That's emotional garbage. I said to a couple of the folks yesterday, America needs leadership right now, not confusion and political games that you're trying to pull me into. To them that are taking lightly their positions, I say to you, he who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. And that's exactly what I've seen. Because the hope of a secure and livable world lies with the disciplined nonconformists who are dedicated to justice. That's the Constitution, folks. And peace. That's the end of the Constitution, the enforcement of the laws, and brotherhood, unity. And if we can't figure that out, folks, we're going to go down in history as a bunch of fools. And I don't want to be a part of it. Folks, again, if you want to be a part of the show, we're going to pick up some of these phone calls right when we come back. Again, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Got a half hour left, so let's talk. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Jake's online right now and said we are getting pulled in nationally right now into the press. Folks, one of the things that I just want to reiterate, and I want you to hear me well. If I didn't say it and you only hear it in pieces, don't believe it. Let me speak for myself. Let reporters report the news rather than create the news. I think that's pretty important. Of myself, I say this. Martin Luther King was right when he said a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. That is a man. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort or in moments of convenience, but where he stands in moments of challenge and in moments of controversy. Folks, we're talking about our country. We're talking about our posterity. We're talking about fighting for them to have a future. We're talking about getting back to who we are as a people under the directives of the Constitution. That's what everybody's decrying. Hey, we want the Constitution. We want the Constitution. And then someone stands for it. And then what do? They try to cut them down. Let me say this again. Men follow courage, not titles. It's interesting that Walter brought up a point, and I'm going to pull up this phone call real quick. Last week, folks, I got pulled into a conversation about how I need to honor the office of the president. When I say that I'm pulled into it, I preach it on the radio, and then the next thing I know, I'm pulled into the conversation because they want to give me their opinion, which is fine.
Some enjoy doing that more than others.
Last week, the conversation that I was pulled into was that I need to honor the office of the president. I've shared time and time again with my listeners, why would you want to honor a man that is dishonoring his oath in his office? And I'm not just talking about the present administration. I'm talking about anybody in office, in public office. I'm talking about any business leader. As I said to Walter, I'm just reiterating again, am I to dishonor the sacrifice of them that gave their all for our all? Go to Arlington and look at the awful price of redemption, then tell me how I'm to honor them that dishonor our men and women that redeemed us with their sacrifice? You do not honor them that dishonor their offices. You honor the office by making sure that them that are there are upholding their oath, not desecrating it. That's how you honor the office. Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How's your week?
Well, it's been pretty... I got a phone call yesterday from the Star and Tribune and talked to the reporter over there. And the first thing she said is, how are you handling, this firestorm? And I said, well, read the book of Acts. There's a firestorm everywhere they went. So it's not an issue. Listen, if I'm not exemplifying my heart for my country, then you know what? I'm completely wrong. I am completely wrong. But I'm not going to listen to what I listen to out there. And what's interesting is these are adults that are playing out these games when we're losing our country. It's like we're on the Titanic and the ship is going down and they're grabbing buckets of water and throwing water into the ship that's sinking. They're not helping.
Yeah.
They're hurting. And that's what, so where I'm at today is I'm totally just to the position where I'm learning to advance in the light that God has given me, and I'm seeing what the problems are in our country more and more as I go forward. And again, let me reiterate, I didn't expect it from those that are, on the attack. So, and I'm not even saying attack. I could really care less what some of them say. But I think I think also on the human side of that, I don't think people realize that some of it's hurtful stuff. And, whatever people want to say about that, you can take that. But some of it's hurtful stuff. It's real hurtful stuff, especially from who it's coming from.
Yeah.
They want you to bow, and instead of standing, you should bow with them. But go ahead.
Yeah. I did have a couple of points to make about the whole thing. First of all, actually, maybe more than one, maybe more than two. First of all, thank you. Thank you for taking a stand. Second of all, whether you're on either side that you're on, we shouldn't be tolerating all of the lying that's going on about what's happening. I mean, I'm so happy that we have YouTube, so people can go on YouTube, they can watch it for themselves. And they can see it unfiltered. And then my third point would be, if you think this is bad, if that amendment gets put through, we're going to be seeing this a lot more of this for the next 18 months.
Well, then, this is how I look at that, and let me just, because I want to converse with you here a little bit, Dave, and I appreciate it. Then we're going to see who really is patriotic, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to see who really does honor their oath. See, this is what I want to see, and this is where I get lit up. This is where I want to see who the real deal is and who are the fakes, who are the phonies. And I seen a whole mess of them yesterday. And you know what? You get to see him right along with me. I was just the guy that they had a pick on. I was the guy that they had a backhand. I was the guy that they had to demonize so they could all try to make themselves look good with one another. I was told by one of the members of the House yesterday on the sidewalk that it's real touchy inside of there. I said, that's great, but don't pull me into your garbage. I don't care how touchy it is. And I said, we're talking about adults here? I mean, folks, this is really, this is some serious stuff. Let them sling mud at me. Let them do what they will do. I'm not on the defensive. I'm on the offensive. And the difference is who, at the end of the day, really means what they say. That's all it comes down to. Because we're going to see who's standing when it comes. Because I got a couple phone calls yesterday from some conservative outlets, and if I said their names, you folks would be surprised. I said, you guys need to stand up and unify now. Oh, no, Bradley, we need to do this. You have got to be kidding me.
And that's been
my message since day one, but go ahead.
And I pray that I personally can have the strength to stand. I have a lot of people that I talk with and people at work that they don't understand where I'm coming from. So,
yeah, no, I get it. You know what's interesting is the question I would ask is, what's wrong? What are you mad about? What are you trying to defend? What are you afraid of? I'm not talking to you, Dave. I'm talking about in general.
Right, right.
It's the very light that exposes darkness that we're to adhere to. We're not to adhere to the darkness. We're to adhere to the light. The Bible says, it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. And it's also interesting that it also says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is in him. So we're seeing, as one of the callers had shared with us earlier, we're seeing the difference between those that are real and those that are fake. And you know what's interesting about it? I didn't say a thing about it. I didn't say a thing that could have brought this firestorm about. Not a thing. Just walked in there. That was it. Boy, how does that work, Dave? But here we are.
You're looking. It's the journalist's mindset where they look at something and say, we can make a story out of this. And if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, Dave.
I get it. It's not right. I'm not saying that it's right at all. It's totally wrong. But I thought journalism was about reporting the facts, reporting what's going on.
That's right.
Not about reporting. I mean, opinion is for the opinion page.
That's right. Well, it's even getting to the point now, and we've been here for a while, they're creating their own reports. This has been going on for years. They're creating them.
Exactly.
Dave, thank you for the call. I appreciate you. You got to take a quick break. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. And, folks, the emails that I'm getting, I got to be quite honest with you, I'm getting nothing but positive emails. And these aren't friends. These are people that are listening to what the Star and Tribune is doing and other outlets.
Just got one from a Fox lady who posted a comment.
Go ahead.
I don't have the comment right in front of me, but she posted on Fox National. It's on every major outlet out there. But what I did want to say is if you want to check in, Bradley has a Twitter account, BDeanMyWar. You can go to Facebook so you can hear directly what he's speaking about. And also, too, we have a bunch of we have an opportunity for folks to get to know the ministry more at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. So you can follow everything from our perspective right here. But you can go out there and swim around, and I am getting those comments. Last night I had a lady call me, and I was like, okay, here we go. She said, you know what? I'm a part of it. She was a part of a tea party. And she said, we're the type of people that don't believe the mainstream media. Some of the people that are calling me, I can't believe it, but I just want to call you to make sure that you are encouraged. Because, folks,
yes.
I'll tell you what, truth will never be suppressed.
You can never do it. The seed of the righteous will never perish, the Lord says.
It may take some time here, and this is perseverance that the Bible talks about for all the people that read it, but don't practice it. This is what I want you to understand. After perseverance comes God's rewards. So this is going to be vindicated because the truth always is.
One of the things I wanted to say to Dave, and I know you're still listening to me, Dave, but I do want you to understand this. Dave, I have never gotten into so much trouble in all my life. All of my life. Let me say it again. I have never gotten into so much trouble in all of my life for doing the right thing. You now have conservatives calling those that stand for their principles, supposedly, the same thing the left is calling the right.
Yep.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. One more segment, folks. 1-866-233-0747.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Jake?
Yeah.
You go ahead. Yeah, by the way, if you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got some postings out there that you might want to see, so on and so forth. We got YouTubes, we got videos, we've got letters, we've got statements put out there for what people need to know. Look at who we are and know who we are for yourself, and then you decide from there.
Well, and I know that yesterday when I was going back to our first segment of this show, is when the Lord does something and when the Lord's fingerprint is on something, you're kind of along for the ride. And that's not, I'm not cheapening that. That's not, you know, a fleshly term. You're along for the ride. You really are just going along here. And I know that the media was really simple yesterday. I would just call and say, hey, this is what's going on and things like that. And a lot of folks want to know personally. They want to see Bradley Dean. They want to hear from Bradley Dean. What is he saying? As I would, and any truth seeker would. And you can find that again. You can follow him on Twitter at BDeanMyWar. We have Facebook available, as Bradley said, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And there's also going to be details on sonsoflibertyradio.com because Bradley preaches a leadership church. For folks. Now, this is leaders. This isn't like your general megachurch service. This is just for leaders. And it's every Thursday at 7 p.m. I think it's west of Maple Grove in Rogers-Corcoran area here in the state of Minnesota. You can find the details on that. Again, it's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Bradley's preaching. He's a minister. He's a preacher of the gospel. You hear, actually, you know what? You heard the prayer, and it was a fantastic prayer, but you'll hear much more than that at these services. So if you want to see and know and understand, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. All the details for the Thursday church services at 7 p.m. Again, it's just west of Maple Grove out in Rogers. All right, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to make a couple more comments, too, going to that, is that Thomas Jefferson was a gentleman, and many folks know who Thomas Jefferson was. He was our president. After he had wrote the letter to the Danbury Baptists talking about separation of church and state, he wrote that letter on Friday. On Sunday, he went to church in the national capital. In the national capital, he went to Christian church services. So just to understand what the separation of church and state is, you really need to. And you can find a lot of resources on Sons of Liberty Radio.
And you can also check out our blogs.
That's right. Yes. And we have blogs every day, so we're shooting out information so you can understand. This gentleman said, and this is again on Fox News, and we're talking about Fox News National. Are you serious? Question mark. I had a guy say to me yesterday, God will always exalt and promote those that are willing to speak the truth. But what was the problem? Question mark. In other words, God does these things, yeah, but I just don't see it. This guy said, are you serious? I fully support this pastor. The rep that
I'm not a pastor. I know, I'm a preacher. I mean, it makes folks, when you say pastor, it makes me feel old.
So a minister, let's just say that. I fully support this minister, even though he did say pastor. The representative that asked him to come and pray should have known what he stood for. Don't even begin to tell me separation of church and state. Nothing in this letter written to the Danbury Baptists was said about the church not being able to operate with its influence of the state. Folks, they have chaplains come in there for a reason, and Bradley fulfilled his obligation and duty and his allegiance, which is to God, in this particular prayer. Folks are commenting like this all over the place online. So what we're giving you, and even folks commenting to us, what we're giving you obviously is the media spin, but that's why it's so important right now in this day and age, and again, you can find this resource at sonsoflibertyradio.com to understand what really happened from the truth sources.
Well, it's online.
Folks digging in.
Yeah, so again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can just go there and see the prayer.
That's right. And our feedback that we're getting right now, a majority of it is easily not negative. It's positive. Thank you for standing. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I'm going to email those House of Representative members. I'm going to email these folks that are supposedly saying things about you. This is what people are responding with right now. Now, the media has the advantage, folks, because they can spit their stuff out and it goes instantaneously around the globe. But grassroots and organic people, it takes a little bit of time. Within a week, you're going to see a whole different story here. You're going to see the people that have raised up, that have wrote letters to their friends, their neighbors, and their relatives, and things like that. So this is going to take time, but all of you out there that are patriots and promoters of truth, you've got to understand this is exactly what happens when you stand up for truth. Because truth doesn't bend and truth doesn't bow. You go through this portion of time where one side gets to speak without the other side speaking, but eventually the truth is vindicated. And I just want to encourage all of you out there that are standing and that are standing with us and thank all of you as well. I kind of feel monotone through this whole show because I think it's important for Bradley to be able to speak here now that he's finally given the opportunity to. But I just want to say to be encouraged, and I've wrote this to Bradley, and I've talked to him about it a lot, and I've talked to people that I work with this man, and everything that's coming out today I think is important for people to understand, and I would encourage you to YouTube it, to tweet it, to Facebook it, to all of your friends, and let them understand this is what's really happening and this is what's really going on, and we thank you for all of your support, all of you Sons of Liberty Radio listeners.
I got an analogy.
I'm ready.
But are you ready, America?
Let's find
out. I have an analogy. It's an old one. And it's, you know, the minute you say Satan, people get, like, freaked out. They can say devil. They can have little horns on their kid or whatever the case is for Halloween.
Mm.
But the minute you say Satan and you're serious about it, it's almost like, ooh, that guy's a weirdo, man. Hey, speaking of which, did you hear about Randy Macho Man? He died.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he died of.
He had a seizure or something, I'm guessing.
Oh, wow.
But something like that. They said he had a spell.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm supposing they're saying.
Yeah.
And he hit a median.
Ooh.
And it's like, okay, man, he was a funny dude. He was a funny dude back in the day. I used to see him every once in a while when I was a kid, and I didn't have anything better to do, and I'd watch him on wrestling for a minute. Didn't mean to offend those 50-year-old men that are sitting there watching. Okay, here's the analogy. Satan stood amongst all his cohorts, demons, imps, and the such, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? Just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one that could come up with a new deception by giving him all that he would desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I could do to deceive the people further. What? Said Satan with a loud, growling anticipation. I can tell the people that there's no God. No, said Satan with a loud voice. You fool, man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself testifies this very truth. Soon another approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys. Satan with a loud voice reprimanded this one by saying, there is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those who have approached me? I thought to myself that I'd taught you better than that, said Satan. One more glided from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approaching his father of lies, saying, I will tell these created beings of the Most High that there is more time. And this is the rewarded demon that went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, you still have tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation of America because you're not promised tomorrow. And let me go back to the great commentator Matthew Henry, because this is the answer for America. He said about Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, he goes on, the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for Israel, righteousness must be wrought in them. They must be brought to repent of their sins by the law of God, Psalm 19:7, to renounce their idolatries, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to return to God and to reform their lives, and then the salvation shall be wrought for them and not until then. We must not expect salvation, said Matthew Henry, without righteousness. For they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he has joined together, let not, this is what he said, let not us therefore put asunder. See Psalm 85, 9 through 11. Because Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
I think it's always best to quote those that founded and established this country, going back to your analogy in the prayer. God is the one who gave it to us. Let's not think all of a sudden we've become smarter than the Creator. Kick the Creator out and settle things our own way. And America won't tolerate it and doesn't tolerate it. And it's proof of that even after the last couple of days. People aren't tolerating that. You know what? There is a wave right now and there is an undercurrent in America
undercurrent.
Of people
yep.
that are standing for truth, liberty, and values. They don't have big microphones. They don't have television shows. They don't have any of that stuff. But they're understanding now that those type of people have been misusing their opportunities in leadership, and now they're starting to stand for that leadership. And they're not stupid. People aren't stupid. Mankind does these type of circles. We become ignorant and apathetic for a while due to prosperity, but people start to wake up, and who always starts that realm? It's those people of faith that understand morals and values, and that our liberties come from the God of heaven. And they'll acknowledge the God of heaven and put him on the forefront of their cause. And that's exactly what's happening in this nation right now. An undercurrent, if anybody knows, and I used to live in Hawaii as a young child, when you would go out and swim, everything would look fine on the top of the water, but when that undercurrent pulled your feet out from under you, it was dangerous, but very powerful.
Did you know Bethany Hamilton, by the way?
No, I didn't. I'm quite a bit older.
She's the girl that got, you know, the soul surfer. Yep. She got her arms snipped off.
That's where I got my freckles. Like, she's got, I got those on.
Really? Is that where you get your free lunch, too, from one of those?
Oh, yeah. Mom would send me for free lunches.
One of those guards?
Yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
You got Bradley and Jake, cards. The Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about starting up a weekly show as well. If you'd like to be a part of that and maybe give us some of your opinion and feedback, and if you want more, 1-866-233-0747. We'll talk to you next week.
And the strong.